Welcome to Disney's Magic of Storytelling podcast, brought to you by WakeMed Children's, because inside every child is a story waiting to be told. Our storyteller is ABC 11 news anchor John Clark.
Disney 5-Minute Halloween Stories. Pinocchio, The Witch of Waldunkle Way. It was All Hallows' Eve, one of Pinocchio's favorite holidays to celebrate since he had become a real boy. "We ought to be heading home, Pinocchio," Jiminy Cricket said. "It'll be dark soon." "But we didn't get the rolls yet," Pinocchio said. Geppetto had asked Pinocchio to pick up a few items for dinner. Jiminy nodded. "Let's get them," he said, eyeing the full moon rising over the forest beyond the village. "But shake a leg." As they walked toward the bakery, Pinocchio overheard one of his favorite villagers, Old Growerbart, telling a story.
"Legend has it that every All Hallows' Eve, the Witch of Waldunkle Way sneaks into town from her cave near Burnt Tree Cliff," Old Growerbart said.
"What does she want?" Pinocchio asked.
"A new familiar," the old man said. "That's what she calls her animal friends. She prefers ravens, rats, and black cats. Once she chooses an animal, the creature is never seen again."
Jiminy tugged on Pinocchio's sleeve. "Let's go, Pinocchio. The baker will be closing his shop soon." Pinocchio followed Jiminy. A few minutes later, rolls in hand, the pair started for home. The sun had set and the moon glowed overhead, casting long shadows across the road.
"It's a little spooky tonight, eh, Pinocchio?" Jiminy said with a nervous shiver.
Pinocchio agreed.
"I wonder if we'll see the witch tonight. After all, it is All Hallows' Eve."
Soon, Geppetto's cozy cottage came into sight. But when they entered the house, all was still and silent.
"Anybody home?" Jiminy called out.
"Geppetto!"
Pinocchio called. He stepped over to the fishbowl. "Oh, well, at least Cleo is here."
"Yes," Jiminy looked around, "but where's Figaro?"
Pinocchio gasped.
"What if the witch took him?"
"Don't be silly. The witch is just a story," Jiminy said.
"But Old Growerbart said the witch likes black cats,"
Pinocchio cried. "And Figaro is mostly black. What if she stole him away? Why, we might never see him again." Jiminy gulped. "What if Pinocchio was right? What if the witch was real and she'd stolen their friend? They had to get Figaro back." The pair rushed back outside. The forest looked darker and scarier than ever. Pinocchio was frightened, but he was sure that Figaro had to be even more terrified.
"We have to go to the cave near Burnt Tree Cliff," Pinocchio said, peering at a peak rising over the trees in the moonlight. It looked very far away.
Pinocchio led the way down a twisting trail. The shadows were deep and dark, with almost no moonlight seeping down through the leaves on the trees. Forest creatures rustled all around. At least, Pinocchio hoped they were just forest creatures.
"Ah!"
Jiminy yelled as something leaped out in front of him.
"Witch!"
Pinocchio shouted. But it wasn't a witch. It was only a deer. Pinocchio breathed a sigh of relief.
"I think we scared him more than he scared us," he said.
Pinocchio and Jiminy tiptoed onward, following the trail as it twisted ever deeper into the woods. They were passing beneath a broad old oak when something overhead let out a ghostly
"ooh, ooh."
Terrified, Jiminy leaped into Pinocchio's pocket. But it was just an owl.
"Ooh."
Jiminy chuckled and climbed out of Pinocchio's pocket. "Look," he said a short time later, pointing with his umbrella. "There's Burnt Tree Cliff right there." Sure enough, the cliff rose out of the forest just ahead. A single twisted tree stood silhouetted against the night sky. The two searched the cliff until finally they spotted a dark opening. Pinocchio crept closer.
"Ah!"
he screamed as something black and fluttery burst from the cave. Bats, lots and lots of bats,
Pinocchio and Jiminy flattened themselves on the ground until the creatures had all passed. "I thought that was the witch coming for us," Jiminy said. Pinocchio peered into the cave. She must still be inside. Jiminy lit a match, and the two slowly stepped into the cave.
"Oof!"
Pinocchio blurted out a moment later as he bumped into a hard stone wall. They'd reached the back of a cave. "It's not a very big cave, is it?" Jiminy said. He turned in a circle, shining his tiny light into every nook and cranny. "Where's the witch?" Pinocchio wondered aloud. "And more importantly, where's Figaro?" Disappointed, the two friends returned home. "However will we break the news to Geppetto?" Jiminy asked as they approached the moonlit cottage. "Look, there's Geppetto now!" Pinocchio pointed to the road beyond the cottage. Sure enough, Geppetto was marching along from the direction of the village. And right beside him was Figaro! Pinocchio and Jiminy cried, "You're safe!" Geppetto scratched his head in confusion as Pinocchio hugged Figaro. "What's going on?" he asked. Pinocchio explained that he thought the Witch of Waldunkle Way had taken Figaro. "Oh, that old rascal Grauerbart is always spinning tall tales," Geppetto said. "Figaro came with me to the butcher. I forgot to ask you to pick up some chops for supper." Jiminy nudged Pinocchio with his umbrella. "See, Pinocchio, I told you the witch is just a story." At that moment, a howl rang out from somewhere deep in the forest. Much closer, leaves rustled in the shadows beside the road. "Well, let's not stand around growing roots," Geppetto said, quietly clearing his throat. He grabbed Figaro, cradling the little black cat in his arms. "Time to go inside, eh?" And with that, all four of them hurried inside, a little bit faster than usual, just in case.
WakeMed Children's is proud to support the ongoing enrichment of children in our community and beyond through our sponsorship of the Disney Magic of Storytelling podcast. To learn more about WakeMed Children's, please visit kids.wakemed.org.